Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about events happening this September.
What events are you looking forward to this September?
We have a lot of different events scheduled for September. We have a lot of early childhood, teen, and adult programming that's kind of changing for fall. A lot of creative ideas. For young kids, for like kindergarten and younger, we have on Tuesdays we're going to have We Read, which is something that Joe has done for a number of years. That will start at 10 a.m. On Tuesdays, starting on September 11th, and run till 10:30, and then there will be some playtime afterwards. And for the kids that are kindergarten and school age up to 12th grade, there's going to be a movie time after school in the early out days, which are Wednesdays. Janisa and Kayla will be putting different movies in on those particular days. And you can just call the library to find out what movies are actually playing. As far as teen events, Kayla has really come up with some really cool ideas for September. It's Banned Books Week during the month of September, so she has come up with a couple ideas. Save That Book, which means design a way to save and transport your favorite banned books. That's for 6th grade and up. Crafternoon, she's doing on September 19th, and we're going to celebrate banned books by decorating a tote bag, and that's also for 6th grade and up. We also will have a book club, and if you'd like to be a member of the Teen Advisory Board, you can see Kayla at the library for that as well. As far as adults go, we have several things starting. We have a book club starting that Allie is going to be facilitating, and that will be on Monday, September 17th and 18th. And you can call the library or come in to see about that. The book that she is going to be talking about in a group is called What She Ate by Laura Shapiro. It meets, the first date of that will be September 16th. So if you'd like to enter library loan that book, you can do that for free. And be prepared for discussion at that particular book club. We also have a noontime concert that is beginning on September 13th, just like we had last year during the school year. Susan C. will be our first performer for a noontime concert. That will be on September 13th. Saturday, we are starting a new thing in the morning. On Saturday mornings, we're going to have piano players come in and create kind of some ambiance in the mornings. It's just kind of, we have different ones coming in, and it's just soothing, nice music for patrons. So come and enjoy that.
For the piano playing, are residents invited? You know, if they want to play, can they reach out to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, they can call the library and talk to Allie or me, and they can certainly tell us their experience in piano, and we would definitely consider anybody. So yes, Everybody is welcome.
And for the youth and the teen events, as well as adults, where can people find more information about those?
It will be in the paper the next week or so. And also we'll have posters up at the library, and in businesses will take them too. So we have the posters ready. Our Facebook page is all updated. So please feel free to reach out to us. We're very excited to start this new fall season of programming.
I know there are some other recurring events that happen at the library, such as Sticks and Strings still goes on, and also the Writer's Workshop.
Yes, Sticks and Strings will be actually starting as well. I'm glad you brought that up. Friday, September 7th, and that's something that you can bring your own project. You can do knitting, crochet, quilting, any other project. Just it's joining together for fellowship, and Leanne is the one to contact for that. And Writer's Workshop will also be going on. So on September 22nd, we have the Washington Writer's Workshop starting. The person that will be there for this is Carol Bodensteiner. She's coming from Des Moines. She's going to talk about her writing process, her novels, and she will sell some of her novels afterwards to participants. This is a library-related program, and the University Art Share program will be providing other writers to us down the road as well each month. So there's no expense to come. Just come and enjoy the presentation, and Leanne's very excited to start this new year of Writer's Workshop.
You have another adult-oriented event going on this month.
The Civilian Conservation Corps is for adult programming in Southeast Iowa. It's a book talk with author Linda McCann on September 11th at 10 a.m. And be on our second level of the library. And she'll be talking about a nonfiction topic in renewing natural resources. So that will be an interesting presentation that she will do as well.
Well, then I think those are all my questions in case there's anything else going on at the library this month. Anything you want to mention to listeners?
We'll continue with the brown bags and books. Mimi will continue that. And that will be at noon starting on September 11th as well. So that's always an enjoyable time with her.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.